Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. It's as I see it. With me, Z. What's up, everybody? It's Z. That's right. No D, just me. And today we're going to hang out playing the Immaculate Grid. So for those of you that don't know what the Immaculate Grid is, it's basically a Punnett square. You have three categories up top, you have three categories along the side, and you have to try and find a baseball player that meets the specific criteria. So you need nine different answers in order to get an Immaculate Grid. You also get bonus points if your answer is super rare. So let's go to the Immaculate Grid and let's see how we do. Your categories today are Cincinnati Reds, Minnesota Twins, and 300-plus home runs in their career on top. And along the side, you have San Diego Padres, St. Louis Cardinals, and Miami Marlins. So we're going to go from top left and work our way around until we get to the bottom right. So top left square today is Padres and Reds. I'm going to go with Edinson Volquez. Boom, Edinson Volquez is correct, 2%. So that's already off to a pretty decent start. Twins and Padres. I'm going to go with Chris Paddock. More of a recent vintage, but he's still correct. At 8%, all right, not super rare, but rare enough. Now, a 300-plus home run hitter that played for the San Diego Padres. I'm going to go Fred McGriff. Let's see if the crime dog is correct. The crime dog is correct. Also at 8%. So not too bad. Now we're on the second row, which is St. Louis Cardinals. Column one, Cincinnati Reds. So someone who played for the Reds and for the Cardinals. I'm going to go Ron Gant. Kick it old school. See if we're right. Ron Gant. Nice. 2%. All right. That's working. All right. Cardinals, Twins. Ooh. Who has played for the Cardinals and the Twins? Thinking pitcher. That's both on the Cardinals and the Twins. I don't know why. I'm thinking Randy Flores. I don't know if that's correct. Screw it. Let's see. If I'm right, Randy Flores would be super rare. Correct! Oh, crap! 0.08%. Holy shit. Okay. Nice. All right. Now, a 300-plus career home run hitter that played for the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's see how rare we can go here. Let's go Jack Clark. Now, the obvious answer would be Stan Musial or even Albert Pujols. Let's see how Jack Clark did. Jack Clark, correct, 3%. Nice. And here we go. Marlins Reds. Marlins Reds. Was Benito Santiago ever a Red? I know he was a Marlin. Was Johnny Cueto? Maybe Johnny Cueto? Don't know. All right, I'm just going to go with Benito Santiago and see how we did. Let's see if my memory is correct. Is Benito Santiago correct? Benito Santiago is correct at 4%. Oh, wow. Nice. All right, Twins Marlins. Ooh, Twins Marlins. Why am I thinking like Josh Johnson or one of those guys? It wasn't AJ Burnett, I know that much. Why do I think it was that vintage of Marlins where it was like Josh Johnson and like that group? I think it was Josh Johnson. Maybe a reliever. A relief pitcher who was on the Twins and on the Marlins. Wasn't Rob Nen, no. Not Joe Nathan. Wasn't Edwin Jackson, one of his 7,200 teams. Was Levon Hernandez a Twin? Levon Hernandez. Let's see. Rolling the dice here. Levon Hernandez was a Twin. 5%. Wow. I didn't even think it was that high, but okay. And then last but not least, a 300-plus home run hitter that played for the Marlins. Let's see. Not Charles Johnson. I don't think he hit 300 home runs. Mike Piazza, I think, would qualify. But I don't think that would be a little... That might be a little too much... Did Jeff Conine hit 300 home runs? I don't think so. I don't think Derek Lee did. The obvious answer is Miguel Cabrera. But do I want to just go with the obvious and then it'll run up the points here? Who else was it? Marlin. Darren Dalton. But does Darren Dalton have 300 home runs? You know what? I'm just going to go Moises Alou. I'm pretty sure Alou has hit 300 home runs. And he was definitely a Florida Marlin. So let's see. Moises Alou, correct. Moises Alou was correct for a total rarity score of 35. Nice. Moises Alou is 3%. All right, so let's look at the summary here. The most popular guesses were Will Myers for Reds Padres, 10%. Dave Winfield, Dave Winfield at 18% for Twins and Padres. Manny Machado for Padres and 300-plus home runs. Scott Rolen for Reds and Cardinals. Sonny Gray, that's hilarious, for Twins and Cardinals. And Albert Pujols, most obvious. Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto did pitch for the Marlins and the Reds. Luis Arraez. That's right. I forgot about Luis Arraez, but he was 26%. That would have killed my rarity score. And then Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo Nostipostopalo, 300-plus home runs for the Miami Marlins. So the average score for everybody that played today was 6.3 out of 27,238 games. Play along with me and see if you can beat my 35. And if you do, make sure you let us know at FadeRouteDNZ on X, Instagram at FadeRoutePodcast, or email us, FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. It's time for us to time to run the go route. I will talk to you soon. And play along with me next time. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.